Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
There shouldn't be a debate here.
Okay.
I mean, I get that this is not a weapon that people would use on like a regular basis now, but it's still a weapon.
So you shouldn't have it?
No, I mean, I wouldn't think so. It could still do damage. It's going to cause a whole bunch of problems.
That's what weapons do.
Yet there is an argument, and actually it looks like a pretty decent argument, that these are not only legal, should be legal, are legal as we speak. They're not even regulated in New York State.
And it's a weapon.
It's like the original weapon.
The original one. Ooh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, there has been a massive debate set off this week about whether or not shooting a cannon is illegal in New York State.
I didn't know cannons legal.
Any cannon.
Well,
okay.
I only know cannon.
Yeah.
There are variations of cannon.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, you got your pirate cannon. You got your Confederate War cannon.
Are those like, different
they're
cannons?
Like the antique cannons.
Well, I thought all cannons were antique.
Yeah, probably right. I don't know. Do they make new cannons?
They must make new cannons.
I hope not.
I'm sure
we should be out of cannonballs.
Let's see. Let's see if you can buy a cannon.
All right. So as Kimmy's looking this up,
yeah.
It all began last week. Apparently on a weeknight, someone just west of us shot off a cannon just after 9 p.m. And there is no news about an arrest. However, the town of Allegheny sent out a reminder on social media. Quote, officials would like to remind residents that the discharge of cannon and similar explosive devices are not permitted within the town.
Okay, that shouldn't even have to be a law anymore.
Can you buy a cannon?
You can buy a brand new cannon.
Wait, brand ass new.
They're antique replicas, but they're new.
And they work.
Yeah.
What do they cost?
Let's see.
For the low price of?
Not as expensive as you think. It says cost between $250 and $400.
That is a dangerously low price.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a miniature model.
Okay.
Let's find a full size.
Like if you were gonna buy a cannon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you use it for? Like every day, would you fire off the cannon at noon, like they do, like in Hong Kong?
Oh yeah, it's like a celebration cannon.
Well, you know, like some of those English. Colonies. They fire off the noon cannon.
Okay.
Boom.
Yeah. Maybe you get it for like the Bills or the Sabres, and when they score, ba-boom.
Don't give people ideas. Just gave people a bad idea, bro.
They believe that's what happened with this cannon. It lined up with, I think, Sabres game one of this playoff series, and they think they fired the cannon when they won. So this post has started a discussion about whether or not cannons are legal in New York State, and it's exposed what I guess you would call a loophole. Because apparently, and take all of this with a grain of salt, in New York State, cannons are not considered firearms.
Well, but they're artillery.
They're known as what's called a black powder weapon.
Yeah. Okay. So those are much more expensive.
Okay.
So why can't I own like a howitzer? Because that's the same thing. It's a it's artillery. Well, you launch it to kill the enemy.
But I don't know if that's a black powder weapon.
All right. I mean, it's still, can these things shoot a projectile?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's a cannon.
Can you put a goddamn cannonball down there?
Yeah, where do you buy cannonballs?
You got Google right in front of you. Let's find out where you get cannonballs.
Well, cannonball is not included.
So here's the thing. Yeah. What this means is, because they are classified as black powder weapons, according to this argument, not only are they generally legal to own, you don't have to go through a background check to get a cannon.
So, like, those old-timey flintlock guns that they use, like, in reenactments.
Yeah.
That's black powder.
I don't know if that's legal or not, if you would need a background check for those.
Because, like, you had to load it every time you shoot it.
Wasn't that an issue when they changed some gun laws here in New York State, that the folks that did reenactments all of a sudden weren't allowed to have those weapons? Anyway, look. Now, keep in mind here, the argument that I am making here is being made by the pro-cannon crowd. And I will say, it is.
And that shouldn't be a thing.
Thank you.
There shouldn't be a pro-cannon crowd since Gettysburg. Those guys should have broke up, realized, hey, man, we did our work here. It's on to bigger artillery. Let's bring on the howitzer.
I would argue after Gettysburg, there would be no longer a pro-cannon crowd cannon did.
Sure.
All right. Keep in mind, all of these arguments should be taken with a grain of salt, because there doesn't seem to be a definitive answer here. And there may be something deep in some law somewhere in New York State that would prohibit a cannon, but nobody can find specifically what that thing is. And, you know, as we talk about what you would need a cannon for, outside of celebration, it's just to show off the cannon, right?
Yeah.
This seems like you. Like, you would want a cannon just so your neighbors be like, is that a cannon? Yeah, it's a cannon, 1864.
I mean, there's probably a ball to blast off.
No, you need a ball to blast it off. Cannonball.
Cannonball?
Yeah, cannonball. All right, finish the sentence. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A guy who owns a cannon is?
Oh, a douche.
Okay.
You're a huge douche. You're one step below a guy that owns a helicopter.
Kimmy?
Yeah?
Finish the sentence. A guy who owns a cannon is?
Crazy. Like, you got to watch out for that neighbor, right?
The cannon-owning neighbor.
The cannon-owning neighbor. Especially if, like, you're not, like, out in the country. You know what I mean? Like, I guess if you have, like, some
city
land.
Suburban
and, like,
cannon.
You just, like, get bored and want to, like, mess around with that kind of stuff. Yeah, if one of my neighbors had a cannon, I'm a little skeptical of that person.
All right, so here's the thing.
What's that?
In theory, you could hurt someone with your cannon.
Sure.
But it would also be the least efficient way to hurt someone.
Yes.
No, right? I don't even think you're looking to necessarily hurt somebody. It's more like, why?
But I guess, I agree with
you.
You
can't sneak up on a guy with a cannon.
You're right. There's no disguise cannon.
No.
Right? Unless there is something we don't know about modern cannon technology.
Yeah.
And I agree with you guys. I'm fine with cannons being banned from ownership. But if we're talking about hurting people, it probably is the least efficient weapon to use to hurt somebody.
Sure.
Because, like, even
you'd see it coming.
Yes, even if you're going to blow a hole in your neighbor's lawn or your house,
yeah,
you're going to be able to see that coming like 10 minutes before it actually happens.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, an issue in a town just west of us late 2 weeks ago has exposed that cannons may be legal to own and operate in the state of New York, as in the state does not have any law that would prohibit you from owning one. They're not classified as firearms.
Mm.
They are classified as black powder weapons. Therefore, the argument from, again, the pro-cannon crowd is that you can't legally stop me from owning one. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Brad. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Duffy. How are you?
Good, Brad. What do you got?
So my best friend growing up, his neighbor had a cannon that used to set off on the 4th of July or anytime we were having a party or anything. And it was probably, the cannon itself was on a wooden base. It was probably 3 foot long. And
like the old cannon.
But it was a little mini cannon, and it would roll 2.5-3 feet after he shot it off. It was the coolest thing ever.
Dear God, man.
So don't stand behind a cannon when you shoot.
All right, Brad, I know you're tough. I know you're a tough guy. You didn't get a little bit nervous watching just your drunken neighbor load up and shoot a cannon?
Oh, well, you would have to know all the other stuff we were doing. I'm not going to incriminate myself, but we were setting a lot of other things off besides cannons. So, no, the cannon didn't really scare me.
Okay. Great call, Brad. Great call.
So, I don't know why I know this,
okay. But
I know this. John Wayne owned a cannon that he kept on the back of his yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, and I don't know what time of day,
okay. He'd
have two of the deckhands go to the back of the boat and fire. And it was one of those ones you had to light. With like a fuse, and they'd stand there and fire this thing off of his boat.
None of that's surprising to me with John Wayne. I know you wanted to shock me.
Listen, there's a lot of things about John Wayne. I didn't think he owned a cannon on his yacht.
No, No, that seems like the most John Wayne thing.
And he
you've
was
ever...
proud of it, like, you know.
Well, look, if you buy a cannon, you buy a cannon. You don't buy a cannon and hide it.
Here's the law I'd like to pass.
Okay.
You get to buy one of these two things. You get to buy a cannon.
Okay.
Or you get to buy a yacht. But you don't get to own both. Now, I'm all for free enterprise and democracy, but that's too much douchiness for one person to own. You're not the effing Navy.
So your fear is not the safety. Your fear is the level of douche.
Yeah. Okay. That's too much.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Ryan writes, my cousin and I, in a storm, pulled into Motown heading to the Adirondack. People had a makeshift bar set up at the end of their driveway. I hear a loud boom. I looked at my cousin. We look off to the side. Somebody shot a cannon off the road when there was a funeral service coming through. Oh. Never figured out who that important guy was.
Oh. Wait, it was for the funeral.
That's what he says.
So like a salute.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never seen a cannon. I've seen a 21 gun salute.
Yeah.
I've never. I guess you could jam all 21 bullets in the cannon.
That'd be so goddamn loud, man.
Yeah. All right. So, folks are writing us on Facebook. You know, as we talk about the Sabres Game 7 tonight.
Yeah.
John is right. The Columbus Blue Jackets. They have a cannon that they fire off after every goal they score.
Oh, because of the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, that was like what they. There was a revolutionary soldier. Also, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have.
Are those real cannons?
Those are real cannons.
Okay.
Oh, I thought they were fake.
Yeah.
Well, whatever they are, they sound like real cannons because I've been in that stadium when they fire those.
Well, did the Pirates do it in Pittsburgh?
I don't know about that. Kimmy, you've been to that.
I don't remember a cannon.
Those cannons in Tampa Bay scare the bejesus
out of
you.
They're that loud?
You think you know it's coming, and they scare the crap out of you every single time.
Damn.
And I would imagine it's louder in Columbus because that's indoors.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
ba-boo! All right, so I do have some bad news for the pro-cannon crowd. Again, 252-WCMF, just west of us, last week, the town of Allegheny reminded people that discharging cannons and similar explosives are not permitted within the town after an incident that happened what looks like after game one of this Montreal Sabres series. Someone fired a cannon off. Nobody was arrested. No word about an arrest.
It's going to set off a bunch of car alarms.
Do those still exist? Car alarms?
Every car's got a car alarm.
I still hear car alarms.
I think they're different. You never see anyone fall into a car and set off the alarm anymore.
Like, all right. Sensitive, you're saying?
But this post has set off a debate as to whether or not cannons are legal in New York State because they're not firearms. They're classified as black powder weapons. There is nothing, according to the folks arguing for this, in state law that says they are illegal. The bad news, however,
what's that?
Even if this theory is right from the cannoners,
and it
is legal to own one in New York State, there are other laws that could get you in trouble with your cannon where you live.
How so?
Noise ordinance is one, because those sons of bitches ain't quiet.
I'm guessing the noise is what people have the problem with.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Which brings us to laws against disturbing the peace, because all it would take is someone to be terrified of what you just did, and that could cause an issue. And then fire safety regulations. Those are pretty self-explanatory.
Can I operate one drunk?
I don't know.
Because I was assuming if it's a celebratory cannon, you've probably been partying all day, like a 4th of July type of thing, New Year's Eve, NASCAR events. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you've got a pretty good buzz on.
Yeah, but I'm guessing, well, to your point, though, like a person that's going to buy a cannon also probably isn't concerned with being sober when they operate the cannon.
If you're too drunk to fire your cannon, you might be a redneck. What you're saying?
I think so.
All right.
What about every now and then you see like the decorative cannons?
You do?
Like, you'll see them, like, in a garden or, like...
Oh, those little, like... Yeah.
Okay. Are those, like, could you make those... Like, are those functioning cannons that they're using?
Yeah,
or
it's
those
to protect the azaleas. Boom!
Like, obviously, you don't use them, but could you?
I've never seen one of
those. I thought they were...
Oh, I've seen them. In town centers and things. They'll
oh,
have them, like,
those cannons!
Oh, you're talking about... Those are all, like, World War
I. Yeah, they look like antique cannons.
Yeah, those are functioning... They were
but
at one
point.
Well, I think
they
disabled them, I hope.
Could you
make it a
new cannon? Could you, like, get back in there
That's
and put
what
all
I
the guts
was
back
curious.
In?
I guess you could.
I don't... I'll be honest with you. Here's how stupid I am. I don't know how the mechanisms of a cannon work.
Well, you just light the back, you drop the ball down the front, and you get back.
I understand. How does it make it explode?
The explosion behind the ball shoves the ball out the tube.
Okay, but what, do you just pack it full of powder?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
So if that's the case, why would those not be functional?
Because I thought they filled in the barrel with like cement so you couldn't use them.
Gotcha.
Or some stupid kid doesn't get his head stuck in it.
No, that's a good call. Because, I mean, there are experts across the country that specialize in that.
In what?
Filling up the barrel. Like your mom, for example. Didn't she make a really good living stuffing that barrel so a kid wouldn't get their head stuck in it?
So a kid would get their head stuck.
No, wouldn't. You don't want a kid to get your head stuck in your mom's barrel. Help me, help me, help me.
Well, you didn't have to say it twice.
I didn't, and I said it three times, but I didn't.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You know, as a couple of guys who have stayed in way more than our fair share of hotel rooms.
Yes.
No matter what you spend, no matter where you stay, no matter what your expectations are, there is going to be something wrong with the hotel that you book. But when those things go wrong, they can fall into two categories. There is safety and there is cleanliness.
Yeah.
And when it comes to which one, if you had to have it, you were going to avoid. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is an issue out in the town of Greece.
Okay.
The Studio 6 extended stay on Center Place Drive was shut down a little while back.
All right.
So, Kimmy, if we could just double check, I believe the Studio 6 extended stay is the Motel 6 version of, like, the long-term.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is this a motel, a hotel, a
Holiday Inn?
Like, I'm trying to picture what this would look like.
Rough.
Okay, well, don't be a bitch. We stayed in this
place. Right now, as you were speaking, I have the place I stayed that reminds me of what you're talking
about. It looks more like a hotel.
Okay.
Right.
Like a small hotel. Like maybe like three floors.
Okay.
Right.
So according to the story on News 8, there were multiple code violations that had to be fixed before the hotel could reopen. Mm. And we're talking code violations related to like fire safety, operating permits, stuff like
that.
Got you. However, according to the same story on News 8, the hotel has reopened. And when News 8 went there, they found guests walking the halls despite the issues not being taken care of. So apparently the hotel was taken over by somebody else, like new ownership is running it or something.
Yeah.
And they are working with the county to fix all these issues. So it seems, at least based on the story, that they are allowed to operate while they're working on the issue.
Okay.
But the argument from some of the neighbors is like, hey, if it was bad enough to close it in the first place.
That's a good point.
Okay. Tommy?
Yeah.
Would you rather stay in a hotel that is dangerous or a hotel that is dirty?
Well, we've stayed in both. Mm-hmm. I can't handle dirtiness.
You're going to take dangerous.
Yes. And I'm not happy about it, but my worst experiences have been when I found things, saw things that skeeved me out. If I can, I would rather be scared than skeeved.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I'm telling you, man, because skeeved stays with you all day.
Okay.
Like, man, every time you go to eat something or do something, you think of that skeevy ass thing.
All right, Kimmy, you have to stay in one of these hotels.
Yeah.
The first hotel is squeaky clean, but there are fire risks. None of the permits are taken care of. If something goes wrong, it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
The other hotel, totally safe, but has all the stuff to keep you alive, but there are streaks in the shower.
But
there
potential bed bugs.
There are spots on the sheets. Now, hold on. Let's talk about that. Bed bugs can happen in any hotel. It has nothing to do with cleanliness. Dust on the walls, stains on the carpet.
Pubes all over.
Well, you've stayed at a Pube 6.
You didn't tell me that.
Shouldn't
man.
Have booked that one. Kimmy, yeah, are you staying in safe or are you staying in dangerous or dirty?
Give me the dangerous. I can't. I won't stay in dirty. Like, I would rather sleep in my car than sleep in a dirty hotel.
The smart.
I mean, how could you put your head on a pillow and not sleep not knowing like what they didn't clean in here?
The smart move is the dirty hotel.
No, it's not.
The Look, smart move.
The long term effects of staying in a
you
dirty hotel.
You could have like a long term skin rash or something weird.
Oh yeah.
Well, I know somebody.
Staph
so
infection?
Get that taken care of. No, I mean, what are the odds you get a staph infection from
well,
a
you're
hotel
the one
room?
I mean, you're the one describing this place. That's what I'm picturing.
Okay.
Like nasty floors, gross bathrooms.
We've all stayed there. We're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine. Does everybody have a disgusting hotel room in their past? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the grossest thing you have ever seen in a hotel or a motel? And I'll give you a second to file through the Rolodex of awful rooms that you were forced to stay in back in the day.
Mm.
I mean, Kimmy, have you ever had an experience where you were debating leaving the hotel room?
As a kid, yes, with my parents. But as a kid, you don't notice those things. You just notice your parents' reaction to things. So I guess as a kid, I didn't really care.
Is it against the law for a hotel room to be dirty?
I thought they had to maintain a certain standard.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how often they check, so I guess they could get away with it.
I mean, you're expected to have somebody clean the room before you go in it.
But let's say I get to a hotel room, stained up sheets, they won't give me a refund. Can I call somebody to have the place shut down, or am I just like, okay, these are like, you know, because it would be weird to have a law against stained sheets and streaks in the shower.
Okay.
Right? Spots on the wall? Like, how are they breaking the law?
Well, because it's filth.
Just because you want it to be illegal doesn't make it illegal. I'm asking.
Filth should be outlawed.
What law would you be breaking? Because they're not serving you food.
Well, sanitary.
You're just saying words now.
Yes. What's you're asking me.
Explain the law. Sanitary law.
Because disease could spread through unsanitary conditions.
Okay. In a hotel room?
In a hotel room.
Well, where's that law?
I don't know. Should be a national law.
What's the grossest hotel room you've ever stayed
in? So I stayed at this one. I think I told you this. I was in West Virginia, and I was working a mining company.
Okay.
And the hotel was on the work site.
That's how good his career was going. The only guys that wanted to see him had to spend 12 hours underground.
Yes.
And they tried to use him as the canary before he went on stage. Oh, he made it. All right, tell your jokes. Sorry, you were saying.
So when I get there, first of all, the carpets, they had carpeted floors in the room. They were black. Because the only people that stay in these things are miners. And they come in with their boots and everything else.
Miners that are doing like coal, not like the other kind of miners. I'm just saying, if someone's just tuning in now.
Yes, yes, yes.
I only stayed in hotels with miners. I'm Tommy Dulay.
So I go to use the I turn the water on, and it stinks, and it's yellowish.
Okay.
Like almost like it's like this sink's going to the bathroom. So I go downstairs because there's no phone in the room. I had to go downstairs, and there's no cell phones back then.
Mm-hmm.
I go downstairs and I talk to the kid. I go, hey, there's something weird with the water. He goes, oh, yeah, the unit broke, so it's coming up untreated out of the mine.
Ah.
So it's coming, it's well water out of a coal mine that's coming into the room.
Jeez.
And the whole room smells like ass. So I ended up brushing my teeth with beer and driving to Charleston, West Virginia after the show to get out of there. Because it was just, everything was dirty.
Yeah, dirty water will always be the one to get you. That's what happened to me. I was driving all day to get to Rockford, Illinois. I get there, I go to take a shower, I turn on the faucet to brush my teeth, straight like diarrhea brown water out of the faucet. Same thing, I go downstairs, I go, hey, there's a problem. Guy's like, yeah. It is. Okay.
Welcome to Rockford.
All right, where can I buy a bottle?
Gateway to Wisconsin.
252-WCMFE. Studio 6 extended stay in Greece was shut down for multiple code violations a little while back. It has reopened, but neighbors are wondering why, because apparently code violations haven't been fixed related to fire safety and operating permits. Apparently someone overtook operating it, and they're going to allow them to operate it while they work on fixing the stuff. But the neighbors are like, hey, we're talking dirty hotel or dangerous hotel. Let's talk to Ethan. Hey, Ethan, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, Ethan. What do you got?
So I was in Florida, in Orlando, Florida, and we got an Airbnb. And there were footprints on the headboard, and like, it was the most disgusting place.
So somebody was having a good time in that place.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, like this velvet, like headboard covered in footprints, and there's handprints everywhere, and it's just hair and just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Did you stay?
Yeah, we had to.
Attaboy.
Where are you going?
Attaboy.
Did you add to those footprints? Yeah.
It was like $100. It was like $100 in cleaning products, and we got that place stick and span.
Right, so you had to rent a place to clean it yourself.
I mean, I guess if you have nowhere else to go, what else are you going to do?
Well, that's
exactly.
What's,
I mean,
that's,
They ended up giving us a bunch of money back, but still, like, it was disgusting.
Ethan, thanks for the call. Have a good rest. You know, Kimmy, you bring up a good point. You could walk into a hotel room and be totally grossed out, but the things that'll keep you there, you may not be able to get a refund.
Yeah.
So you got to stick it out. There may not be another place with room in the area. Right? So it's stay there or stay nowhere. And there may be someone's place you can stay at, wherever you are, but that's worse than a gross hotel.
Yeah, it could be.
Because, like, if I have a gross hotel room or I have to stay with my in-laws, I am taking the gross hotel room 100 out of 100 times.
Than relative.
Than in-laws. Or, yeah, you know what? Now that I'm thinking of it, I can't think of a relative's house I would rather stay at than a dirty hotel room.
You're saying all your relatives are gross?
Not that they're gross. The headache from the in-laws or family would be worse than the fear of dirty.
So you'd rather be gross than annoyed?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, man, I get people that like get to stay in hotel rooms for like fun having this take. Like Kimmy having this take is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
Having done what we did and only staying in the bottom of the barrel.
It would be the worst place in every town.
You got it. Like, I'm still here. It was fine. We made it through.
But the scarier stuff didn't end up being that bad. The gross stuff was gross. You couldn't walk. You couldn't make your way around. The things that I thought were scary or bad
didn't affect you.
Didn't happen.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was theater of the mind.
But they could.
They could have. I mean, I stayed at some places that look like some of these people look like they just got out of the joint.
Well, no, that was most of the places we stayed.
Yes, but then I also had delicious chicken off of hibachi in the parking lot.
It is amazing how many of those motels.
Man, are people cooking outside?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's completely illegal.
I mean, look, man, I'm gonna push this desk against the door.
Yeah.
But I will thank you for the chicken.
I'll hear screaming, but that might be the sauce on the chicken.
Justin writes on Instagram, looks like everyone's going with dangerous. He says, dangerous hotel is the way to go. My fiance and I stayed in a hotel in North Carolina where there were active cockroaches and spiders climbing the walls and furniture.
That's a southern cockroach, man.
He ends up going on. We ended up getting a new room, and we're paranoid the room was infested. We got our money back, though, so that was a plus. Free room, Justin. What are you bitching about?
With cockroaches and southern spiders.
I was going to say, if one room has cockroaches, they probably all have
cockroaches. Oh, yeah, you're infested.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, everybody. My wife and I went to a wedding a few years ago in Bennington, Vermont, and there was a hotel, if you want to call it that. It was when we got our room, we walked in, and all the windows were open, and it smells really musty. It's nasty. And then, you know, we were kind of questioning that. So we went to the wedding, got back to the room and all that, and I took my shoes off, and I stood on the rug, and it was like, less than an inch of water. It was like the concrete was sweating because it was in the middle of the summer. But this place was just terrible. We slept about 5 or 6 hours and got the heck out of there. It was just the grossest hotel I've ever been in. We ended up calling it the Parasite Inn. It was terrible.
Got him! Tom, thanks for the call. I was doing a gig in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
All right. And it was like one of those...
A surprisingly dump town.
I always enjoyed Hartford.
Really? I always thought it was kind of run down. I thought it would be nice.
It's all malls. Anyway, we're getting deep in the
room. I'm sorry.
The hotel was like 30 minutes away from the club, which was in a mall. And I get there, and it was a hotel that had just been purchased, and they were, like, refurbishing it. So they put me down in, like, way far away from the desk. I get in. It was winter. The room's, like, 50 degrees. Mm-hmm. But I love cold.
All right.
So
you're good.
All right. So I get in. I pass out. I'm, you know, crashed out, whatever. At, like, 7 o'clock in the morning, my door just opens, and three guys with, like, work belts walk in.
Right. Into your room?
Yeah. And they go, what are you doing here? And I go, what are you doing here? And they go, the heater's not working. And I go, oh. Yeah. And the guy, they're like, ah!
Sounds like you were shooting a gay porn.
Well, somebody's got to warm us all up. You know what we don't have in modern pornography?
What's that?
Great funk music.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? What happened to the gay porn funk that we all became accustomed to?
Those guys broke up.
No, but like they get on the radios like, there's a human being in this room. And I'm like,
Yeah, that would scare the crap out of me.
Got a new room, though, so that was going for it. Look, the good news
What's that?
In modern times with the dirty hotel rooms, it is easier than ever to avoid the places that are gross.
Yeah, you're not, like, showing up to a surprise most of the time.
You got it. Like,
get a little bit of a heads up.
All you have to do is Google the place. You will get reviews with pictures and former, guests. Yeah. Like, Tommy, when we were on the road telling jokes, it was a spin of the wheel.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know what you were going
to
get.
And it was easy to get fooled. And just because a hotel has a certain name or had a certain name didn't guarantee that it was a good hotel, right? So, buyer beware.
Yeah. Enjoy your holiday summer drive.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Whoever is advising this man needs to be fired.
What happened?
Look, very few people are the best at anything, right? So once you become the best at something, you should just ride on that.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. There are other things that he can easily transition into that revolve around this.
Yeah.
But it seems recently in his effort to try new stuff, he keeps falling on his face. And he did it again over the weekend.
What did he do?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It's safe to say that nobody in Western New York likes Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I would argue outside of New England and Tampa Bay, nobody likes Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady decided over the weekend to try something he's never done before.
Okay.
I am surprised he's never done this before. You know, this seems like something that would have, that he definitely would have been invited to do at some point during his career.
Kimmy, would you like to share with the audience what Tom Brady did this weekend?
Did I see he walked in a Gucci fashion show?
He did.
Walk the runway.
So he's a runway model.
He worked as a runway model in a Gucci fashion show.
All right.
Kimmy, did you see the clip?
I didn't see the clip. I just read about it.
It's ridiculous. He is wearing an all-leather outfit.
So he's wearing an all Gucci.
Yes, all Gucci. He is walking like a man. Now, look, I'm not a fashion model.
So is he walking like those models?
Yeah, but he's no, he's not walking like a model. He's walking like what a guy who's not a model thinks a model should look.
Okay.
Because, well, you know, if only he had a wife that was once an international supermodel to give him some tips and tricks.
Oh, yeah.
It is weird, like, you're going into this territory, right?
I I'm dying to know what somebody like Giselle thinks about that. Like, really? Really, now you're doing my thing?
Like, what is she going to go do? Go play flag football now to get even with the guy? Look, I never thought being a model was hard until I watched Tom Brady walk down a road.
Okay.
Because it seems there are some subtle little things that you would never notice that models are good at. And Tom Brady was bad at all of them. It looks like he's trying to make fun of someone walking in a fashion
show. Like he's doing a bit.
Yes.
All right.
His face keeps getting longer for some reason.
Well, he's lost a lot of weight, right?
He's lost some weight. He may have had work done, but I can't.
His face is made out of wax.
But the thing is, like, you can't put your finger on what he's had done.
No, you can't put your finger on his face because it's going to come off because it's made out of wax.
Oh.
Like, every time I see him, his face is an inch longer, and it's extremely unsettling. Like, he's like a month away from being Count Chocula.
Right.
Right? Like, you're watching a man who has everything continue to do stuff that makes him look bad for no reason. Because Tom Brady's kind of had a rough run recently.
Well, since he left football.
Yeah.
Okay, so his wife leaves him for a judo instructor. Yeah. By the way, she's pregnant with his baby now.
Oh.
So I don't know if you saw that story. He is facing a massive lawsuit and potential charges for the crypto business that he was involved in, involving deceiving customers.
Wait, that's just bad?
Well, his was.
Yeah.
He is universally hated on the Fox broadcast, despite making like $1 billion to do it. He did a roast for Netflix. That was a disaster to the point where his family got pissed and he had to issue a public apology for it.
Yeah.
He then went back and did a roast again.
He goes on the same roast, basically, right?
Yeah.
That he says is no good.
Yes, and then makes a joke about how embarrassing it was in the first one. Yeah. It wasn't that good. He did that flag football event, put it together, that exposed that NFL players are not nearly as good as the current U.S. flag football team. Because of what he did, that may have cost us NFL players in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because NFL players,
them.
Yeah, they showed they couldn't keep up. Maybe take a couple of months off, Tom Brady. Like, everything, I know the guy's rich beyond his wildest dreams, and he's handsome, and he's banging the hottest chicks in the world. But, like, over the last 2.5 years, everything he touches turns to crap.
But he's bored.
Yeah.
He's got to be bored.
Going to coaching. You own an NFL franchise.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. All right.
I'm watching the video right now.
Yeah.
He looks like, because he's dressed in all black leather. And the way his face is, he's like doing like this.
He's
smirk.
Doing what is that thing in Zoolander?
Yeah, like I don't know what the blue
There's
steel.
A look. Yeah, blue steel.
And it like if you just isolated his image, he could be the evil villain in any superhero movie.
Bro,
he just looks scary. He looks kind of scary.
Everything he does. Here's what bothers me.
What's that?
We see a lot with retired athletes, even superstars, that after they're done playing. They start to come back down to regular people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even the most untouchable. Like, you know, Randy Moss always seemed like a really, you know, over-the-top, mean, you know, guy. You watch him on ESPN, he's endearing.
Yeah.
You see the way he interacts with coworkers. I can't think of another player that has retired and become more untouchable than Tom Brady.
Because he's got to go into some, he's got to do major acting.
As he's tried it, it hasn't caught.
Well, not like Goofy.
He was in Ted 2.
Yeah, he's had like cameos.
I'm saying
not where he's an actual
legit
character.
Acting.
Like
but
what?
You're never going to not see Tom Brady. No matter what role he plays, he's going to be Tom Brady.
But yes, you know they're going to offer him something and he's going
to
take it.
No, I think Kimmy's right. He's too famous even if he was good at it.
It would be like LeBron
else
James.
Is stopping him.
You know what I mean? Like if you would never not see LeBron James because I know he's had a couple roles and things.
But did he play LeBron James in those movies?
Did he? I can't remember.
I never saw.
The one I'm thinking of, I think you're right. I think he did play himself. But still, like, you're just too big. You can't be another person.
252 WCMF. Over the weekend, Tom Brady walked as a model in a Gucci fashion show. And I'm telling you right now, go find this video. It's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. He's in all leather.
Is Gucci go in bed?
I don't know. Well, they got Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying. They go in bed. Everybody knows what Gucci is. I don't think you need Tom Brady to brand Gucci.
I don't know if Gucci is like high end or it's like the thing you can get at Kaufman's that everybody
I think it's high end.
Okay. Because you know, like Coach is like supposed to be like high end, but you can also like everybody's.
Once it starts to become accessible.
Yeah. I know when my wife sees Gucci, she wants to go in that store.
Okay. So Gucci is still high end.
I guess.
All right. Because like there's two levels of high end. Mm. There's stuff that rich people buy. And then there's stuff that middle class and poor people buy because they think rich people buy.
All right, so give me an example.
Well, a Coach would be an
example. A Coach bag is a...
Well, like, there's expensive Coach stuff, but like...
it doesn't make you... But rich people don't know what that...
Rich... Okay.
Rich people know that
middle class and lower end people think rich people have it.
Right.
I've never met anyone with money that has a Coach bag.
Okay, all right.
But, like, I knew a bunch of girls in high school whose moms lived in Greece and had a Coach purse. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Well, I'm just like going through the list of models that they had at this show.
Okay.
It's people like that would have been famous when we were teenagers.
Okay.
Paris Hilton.
But she is a model.
Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan.
Who was the other person? Kim Kardashian.
All right.
Cindy Crawford was in there.
Ooh. Cindy Crawford. Yeah. calm down, old
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Yeah, there's some people that like, I guess, you know, wouldn't be your traditional models.
So it's old school.
Is he dating a model right now? I know he's like connected to something. Could you Google that real quick? Because maybe his girlfriend is a Gucci model, and that's how he got connected with this. Like, it's a
got talked into it.
It's a night out.
Right. A girlfriend. It's date night at Gucci.
He has been connected to somebody.
It was an influencer, Alex Earl, but I don't know if they're still dating.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. It's weird to me.
She was like a podcaster.
Gotcha. I'm going to sound like an old man.
All right, go ahead.
It's weird to me that you can have a podcast for a year and then be on the stratosphere of time.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Right? It's happening all of a sudden. Because I'll see like athletes, oh, he's with podcaster Denise DeMirio. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who that is.
Okay.
Oh, she's got a podcast called Eggs in the Attic. And, the most popular podcast ever for women between 23 and 45 who have dads that also were minors. Like, I don't know what the hell's happening here. I don't know who you are. In my day, you had to be in a movie or have an album out.
You
got to be on the TV.
Get on the TV. And
you needed an agent, and they wrote the jokes for you.
So I guess the point I'm getting at is...
Tom Brady sucks.
That, and if Kimmy works a little harder on the podcast, she could be dating Brady in 6 months.
Oh, totally. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard I have to try harder.
Who said that? About what?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, this morning when we were talking about... When you were bemoaning how Kimmy never wears shorts.
Mm. Yes. What?
Well, you said that she doesn't try hard enough.
I didn't say that. I said that last week.
No, you said it.
So it doesn't count. Okay. I said that last week. Doesn't count.
I said you should try. I said.
Yeah.
I said. Uh-huh.
I said. Uh-huh. Kimmy's the prettiest girl in the building.
But.
Yeah, try a little harder.
So you did say it. So I'm saying.
But it's
repeating
all
repeating your words.
Did I not say you're pretty?
I don't know why you're getting all weird about it.
Did I not say you're pretty?
Look. It's easy. Kimmy, it's easy. No.
Did I not compare you to every other woman and say you're the prettiest gal in the building?
Now I'm uncomfortable.
And this is six floors.
He's got a hula hoop he'd like to.
I don't know what's on above floor two.
Like when we're talking about how hot it was this morning. Uh-huh. I mean, Kimmy's idea of you trying harder is just showing off the gams, apparently.
Yeah.
What?
You said she never wears shorts.
Well, I just said that I don't see
Let's
her.
Let those girls breathe. Come on, ladies.
It's been 10 years and I've never seen your legs.
I don't think. Have you ever seen her in shorts? Now?
No, I never even considered it until you brought it up, you creep ass bitch.
But you knew I was right.
I don't know. I don't look at Kimmy's legs when she walks in every day. Mm.
But you see, I thought sexually, you see somebody walk into a room.
Oh, no, not like, another
many
day.
People, Breezy walked into the room. It's Breezy.
Not another day of jeans. Oh, man. How many years do I have to work in the break room before I get to see Kimmy's fabulous stems? Nice pins. You want to talk about her clipper? Or,
I'm not getting
No, I'm asking a question.
Near
So
any of this.
What? You started it.
Clippers and stems and pins were never mentioned.
Oh my.
Clippers and stems and pins.
Oh my.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up.
Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!